Winner of our election is the Lancaster Legends.
With more than 1,100 votes, students selected the Legends. The new name and logo replaces the Redskins, considered offensive to Native Americans. The new logo features a knight in a suit of armor and a sword. It was created by Lancaster 8th grader Carissa Godziak.
When I think of Legends, I think of like Knights of the Round Table and things like that. So I decided I would make it a knight, and I also thought it represented the strength of Lancaster.
Middle, elementary, and high school students voted over the last 2 days. The entire process was organized by a high school committee, from student design logos to setting up voting with the Erie County Board of Elections.
Very satisfied. I can't speak for them, though.
Yes.
We are.
Happy.
We all are.
Lancaster High School Principal Cesar Marchioli says he's very proud of his students.
We had no control over what happened. They took a situation and went with it, and I think really right to the Board of Elections coming to certify the vote. It was just fabulous.
Still, there are some who wanted to keep the Redskins' name. Ninth grader Julia Pauly says she's pleased with the outcome, but had learned that some of the younger students were in protest during balloting.
Well, my little sister is in the middle school, and she told me that when they were writing on the ballots, people were actually writing in their own box that said Redskins, and I was like, wow.
Coming in second place was the Alphas, followed by the Knights. Students Connor Caro and Claire Emerson were both pleased with the large vote margin.
I'm really happy with it. Everything ran smoothly. We worked through all of the bumps in the road, and I'm really happy with how everything went down.
I definitely think we're going to now take that passion and bring in with this new mascot.
You all have been part of history here.
When you say that, I mean, it's words, but it's so true. It's much more than that.
Students tell WBFO News they're pleased with the outcome and hope the community will heal from any prejudice that surfaced during the renaming. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.